Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, kind of a change to next year's calendar. Initially, you thought it would be a little bit more than it ultimately was, but the first day of school now for the 2020-21 school year, as of right now, stands as August 20th. First of all, let our listeners know what that date means, what it means to be able to start a few days early, and its impact on the schedule, and ultimately the idea that you wanted to start sooner, but there were some state restrictions and guidelines that had changed.
Yeah, we had really hoped to start school earlier than the 20th. Actually, we had a draft calendar that had us starting August 13th. But because of the restrictions that the governor has placed on the early start date, we were only able to start on August 20th. And so that does give us a couple extra days. With that helps us do is actually complete first semester at Christmas time. So first semester will be done right before Christmas break. And then we will have second semester start right away in January. School would then be scheduled to get out about May 21st next year, which would be earlier than what it was scheduled this year. So the good news is that we were able to adjust some. But just with those new guidelines around the school start date, even though she waived the start date, it's still she was requiring additional hours to be put on the calendar that would have happened. Any of those hours that were going to happen before August 23rd had to be tacked onto the calendar in extra.
Now, the interesting part about the end of this school year, Greg, is just the idea that there's still a lot of uncertainty about how we're going to actually celebrate. We're talking on Tuesday, so just before the governor is about to make an announcement early Wednesday morning as it relates to restrictions on gatherings. But you have a draft plan in place for graduation, and then later tonight, when this interview airs, you'll have an awards night at the high school, kind of a drive-through style. Let's start with graduation, kind of talk about how that process has unfolded and what Plan A and Plan B look like to celebrate the class of 2020.
Right now, we're hoping that if the governor loosens some restrictions on mass gatherings, particularly the parade, that we will be able to have something that will happen on May 22nd. So we have a parade planned, a graduation parade, where the students would actually start at the high school, have speeches at the high school, then move through a parade route to downtown Pella, and actually receive their diploma at the Tulip Torn at downtown Pella, and then get back in their vehicle and continue on back to the high school, of which where they finish the celebration at the high school. Again, doing all of this social distancing, so kids stay in vehicles, parents stay in vehicles, or any other family members in vehicle, and then that would allow us to continue with that. But right now, the mass gatherings rule doesn't allow for parades. So if parades are still not allowed after May 15th, then we likely will have to abandon that. So that was our plan A. And plan B would then be to potentially have a different type of graduation on our campus on the 22nd. Again, maybe more socially distant. But if we can't do it the 22nd, then we would also look at pushing graduation into June and hoping that some of the restrictions are waived in June or lessened in June. So we're not sure what plan B would look like. We just really have firm plan A right now, but plan B is going to be dependent upon what restrictions are lifted or not lifted for anything past May 15th.
And I will make a mention for our audience that right now we're working with the school to try and broadcast that on 92.1 KRLS. And I know the school will have a video live stream that they're working on as well. And then later tonight, there is an awards night. So if people are by the University Street area, they may notice some delay because there's kind of a drive-through event going on with Dollars for Scholars.
Yeah, so they are going to continue with an awards night on Wednesday night, and that is a drive-through event, so people will actually receive their awards in their vehicle. They won't get out of the vehicle, but they'll be handed their award again, in as socially distant of a fashion as we possibly can. So students still being celebrated, still celebrating seniors is important. We want to continue to do that, find the best ways to do that possible. And so Senior Awards Night is one of those, but also obviously finishing out with what graduation will look like is also important.
And now another interesting note at the school board meeting this week, Greg, was kind of a shift in philosophy with the volleyball team. You were having some difficulty, as I understand, finding a replacement for Katie Brand, who resigned at the end of last season, and had some other junior varsity and freshman coaches that have had a lot of movement over the last 2 to 3 years. Let our listeners know what the new kind of vision is for volleyball, how it would be still similar to what many other sports will have, but at the same time, maybe allows for a little more flexibility in terms of coaching structure.
Right. We still have four coaches in our volleyball program. One of those coaches is going to be in charge of the whole program, and that person is going to be called the Director of Volleyball Operations. So Director of Volleyball will be overseer of the program, handle a lot of the administrative duties, scheduling duties, duties in terms of just coordination of practices and summer schedules. And then that person will really help out coaching at all different levels in practice and so on. So we named that person to be Megan Clayburg. So Megan was named in that role. She brings a wealth of volleyball experience, both from at Pella High School, but also at Central College. And so Megan is going to assume that role. So she'll help mentor our new younger coaches. And then Mallory Peterson will be named as the varsity coach. So she will be coaching the varsity athletes. And so she, again, has some head coaching experience. But really, Megan will be in charge of the program. Mallory will serve as the varsity coach. And then we still have two coaches yet to hire for both assistant JV and then our freshman coach. So the plan is just a little bit different structure. It allows for Megan to mentor new coaches in the system to develop them. And then ultimately just have a system where she connects also with parents and people in the program to just bring people's knowledge about volleyball along. So it's really a little bit of a shift of philosophy to have somebody kind of overseeing the volleyball program that way, that's not directly as the head coach. But we know that Megan's knowledge and with Mallory and putting that team basically in charge of the program will be a good thing for our student athletes.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.